Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Emergency Management Coordinator for Washington County, Marissa Risen.
A weather class is going to be held for the public here in Washington in a couple of weeks. Can you share what this class is?
So this class is a National Weather Service storm spotter training. They do this all over their service area. It's just kind of a general knowledge, storm-specific information so that when we're in that season, which, yay, it's coming up, that means the snow's going to be gone. But they want people that they can call on and say, this is what our radar shows, what are you actually seeing? One of the things that they open the class with is, you know, what their radar picture shows versus what people on the ground can actually see are two different things.
And with this, it's something that all the KCII staff goes through. It's something that I find helpful to go to routinely because you don't always see, you know, the different cloud shapes and the wind speeds.
Yep, and they actually will do the class every other year in every county, and then in the off years, there are obviously classes in some of the surrounding counties because they stagger them, and then they also have some online training that they do, which is a really good refresher, and it usually doesn't take as long as the regular in-person class. I've also got, you know, some of their handouts and infographics that show the different clouds and what they kind of mean, and they do have handouts that they give out that, you know, that you can refer to anytime you see something in the sky and won't need a refresher as to what that actually is.
And talking about severe weather season coming up any day now, what are some of the topics that they cover in this class?
The big thing is, well, storms. That's a really generic term there. They'll differentiate between multi-cell, supercell. Which of those storms is more likely to produce a tornado? Which ones are more likely to produce significant wind event? Which ones are more likely to cause downpour rains? They also talk about what information they want from you as a storm spotter if you're going to call them and give a report, or if they call you because you're on their list of people that they can call, so you have an idea of what they might ask and what they're really looking for that will help them out.
And one thing they always talk about is the difference between a funnel cloud and an actual tornado.
Yep. So a funnel cloud looks like a tornado, but it hasn't reached the ground yet. All tornadoes are funnel clouds, but all funnel clouds are not tornadoes. It's got to have that contact with the ground for it to actually be a tornado. And saying that, you're not necessarily going to see where it's contacting the ground because of, you know, the moisture content in the air and the clouds. But if you see debris, that usually indicates pretty well, I guess, that a tornado is touching the ground.
And if people are interested in taking the storm spotter training, do they need to sign up ahead of time? How does that work?
Nope, we don't have any in advance registration. They said that most of the counties don't really ever max out their space, and we do have space available for over 100 people. So if we get that, that's awesome.
And who do you hope to see in attendance at an event like this?
We always want to see our first responders, any fire guys. We just did some training with our secondary roads throughout the county because they are always out and about in the county, and they're great to have that. It's great for them to have that knowledge. We also usually get a lot of ham radio operators that are involved, and just anybody with any kind of interest in weather or in being a part of the community. We're actually potentially looking at trying to organize the spotter group a little bit more, and that way when there are storms in Washington County, we can have a more organized funnel of information to the Weather Service and provide hopefully better information for the rest of the residents of Washington County.
Well, and like you said, often what you see on the radar and what you see with your own two eyes on the ground are different.
Yeah. On the radar, I know there, a couple years ago at least, there was a tornado in Muscatine and it didn't show up on the radar. So it was a spotter that called it in, and it was one of their local sheriff's deputies. So, you know, the more people we have who know exactly what it is they're seeing, the better off we all are.
And all of that information is what they use to issue watches and warnings?
Yep, they do. They issue other watches and warnings based on a combination of radar and reports.
And can you remind us when and where this will be?
The Storm Spotter training is Tuesday, March 13th at 6:30 p.m. at the Washington Public Library in the Nicola Stauffer Room.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Marissa Risen, Emergency Management Coordinator for Washington County, speaking about an upcoming Storm Spotter training class. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.